Heidi and Frank show. Current question is, can married men teach hot young single women how to surf? Or not? Is it just off limits? Is Tommy Davison here? Is he still in the Bristol Farms green room? Let's get Tommy in here because I want to ask him, see what his take is.
Yeah, got to have him weigh in.
Tommy, come on in here.
There he is.
He's not aged a bit. He looks exactly the same.
He looks younger.
My God.
That's called a box of dye.
Have a seat, Tommy? My friend.
Not a box of dye. Because that would be, you know, that.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Plural.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have a seat. The one
Tommy.
Your head phones.
Let me ask something.
All right.
You want to ask me something already?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's a full video.
Hey,
so that's different than everything just going into the mic.
Right, and you're on right here, too.
Yeah, so, so I pretty much I can be more expressive.
Yes, of course.
Because I'm covered in more angles.
We got you from all angles,
yeah,
Tommy Davison.
Now I forgot the question. Oh, here's the question.
Okay.
All right.
If the doorbell doesn't ring, does guests still come in?
No.
Yeah, okay. we have to wear the doorbells.
Because it's an entrance device.
It's a thing.
Otherwise, how would we know?
Or is it a cue for you guys?
It's a cue.
It's just a thing.
I'm like, reading way too into this.
It's stupid radio stuff.
Yeah, you're just
I'm going to ask you a question. Are you married?
No. What happened?
The smart guy in the room.
Now what happened?
Because we have a surprise for you. Doorbell.
Right. Doorbell. Ding, ding, ding. Penelope Cruz has been thinking about you. You know what I mean? Jennifer Aniston has just had a thing for you for years.
She wants to tell you about it this morning.
No, here's the thing. We've been talking about can a married man teach a young, hot, single woman how to surf? Or how to play golf or do anything. Can a married man be put in a situation where...
He's spending alone time.
Yeah, he's teaching a
skill.
He can
pull it off.
Yeah, he can do it, right?
Yeah, he can do it. So what's the question?
There you go, Heidi. See, I got Tommy Davison saying
it.
You would put yourself in that situation. I know you're not married, but you would put yourself in that situation where now the girl falls in love with you, even though you're like...
Where'd the fall in love part come from?
I'm flattered, but I'm happily married. And she's like, we'll see about that. Now I'm going to call your wife and say something.
This is a whole nother scenario, though, presented.
Thank you. This was just
a guy walking in,
right,
finishing tennis lessons with this 20-year-old.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the rest of that thinking, I don't know where it came from, unless said client of said...
Tennis pro
is like hot.
Super
right,
mm-hmm.
and doesn't want to be with guys her age,
right?
And starts to see this guy as something,
right? Because you're teaching her,
to be had.
And now you're off limits because you're married, and now she's starting to have feelings for you, and you say, "I'm flattered, but I'm happily flattered. Married." And
well,
now,
okay, is the real question: what are the chances of a hot 21-year-old wanting like a 50-year-old dude who's married?
Well,
see,
that happens.
That's
all
where
time.
You take it. See, no, this is just about if you're a married guy. See, this happened. This guy, he's at work with his coworker.
The answer being pretty yes.
Yeah,
yeah. The guy's got a car. He's got an established job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's probably a sweet damn thing. He's already married, so he understands stuff. He's got the nurturing skills.
He's got children.
He's definitely got nurturing skills. So he's been around.
And that's why she can fall in love.
I think that she would love some hugs and kisses from this guy because he's such a strength on the emotional end.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's probably a pretty at 50. Mm-hmm. He's probably chiseled down. You know. Pretty chiseled
down.
He's still
surfing every
weekend. He's not on the descent.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not where, you know, no hairpiece required yet or nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough to wear a hairpiece surfing anyway.
I mean, half the guys in the world cannot afford a Ferrari until they're like 90.
I know, when you look
ridiculous.
You
know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? So in a way, you got a point.
This wasn't her pursuing him, though. This was him offering. He heard at the water cooler. She's standing there talking to another young woman. That she's like, I'd really love to learn how to surf. And he's like, hey, I know how to surf. I'll teach you.
Oh,
right.
No.
But is this letter from the wife of?
This is from the young girl who sees this as no big deal because she thinks this is going to be just completely innocent. The young girl doesn't have the intent to go after this guy. She's like, I don't understand why everyone's thinking that he has intent to hit on her.
Where's that?
The only way that because it happens. The only way that this could work is if the girl is hideous or the guy is hideous, and there's no chance that any shenanigans are going to happen. But if he's a nice looking guy,
and she's a nice looking,
and
gal.
She's a nice looking girl, and they're spending all listen, it happens all the time when you're spending time with somebody and you're bonding and you're watching the sun come up as you're learning how to surf, and now feelings get all mixed up because you're like, He's teaching
me. Come on, Tommy.
Me.
You never had that female writer be like, can you help me with my stand-up,
I really
want to
do. I want to be.
Not a writer.
No writer?
Actress.
Yeah. Actress, yes.
Yeah.
And you're like, sure.
I want to take my stuff to the next level, and could you mentor me?
It's happened.
And you really tried to mentor her, but she was trying to get you in the sack?
I can, but me in this case might be subjective.
What do you mean?
I mean, that might be my case only. I can't just come in here.
Yeah.
I just can't just come in here and say that.
But you could go from experience. You could go, well, this has actually happened to me.
Okay. Well, from my experience, yes, it has happened.
Uh-huh. Nothing further.
Nothing. What? Further.
That's yes, it. Yes.
You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall.
Tommy Davis.
How interesting. What did I come into?
I know. Right? I know.
A beatdown.
You're like, I'm just going to come in and promote my show. It'll be easy.
It's never just that. It's never just that.
You're going to be headlining the Ventura Comedy Festival on Wednesday.
Go see him, everybody.
Yeah, please.
VenturaComedyFestival.com. It says here that you were adopted at 2 years old by a white family.
Oh,
well, I'm thinking Ventura Comedy Festival. It's like
right to that. He's an abomination, ladies and gentlemen.
You're going to be in Ventura. Yeah, might as well talk about white families.
He's a mutant.
What an adorable...
Yeah, right off the top. You know, let's talk about your mutant...
What an adorable little baby, Tommy
ninja turtle,
Davidson.
Yeah, your little ninja turtle-like qualities.
Little two-year-old Tommy Davidson.
Was it an all-white school growing up, too?
No, actually, by the time I was in school, I got really lucky, man. I actually was abandoned, adopted in '66, moved to Fort Collins, Colorado.
Oh,
and I'm kind of lived in Laramie, Wyoming, and Casper, Wyoming. Like I was a Midwest kid who then moved to Washington D.C.
'68.
Okay,
when King got shot, so it's like I'm like the trajectory of American society, really. Because we got beat up, and it was like, your family's white crackers. And I was like, Mom was a white cracker. And she's like, that's what people call people our color who are your color. And I'm like, well, what color am I? And she's like, black. And we're white. And I'm like, no, you're brown. And I'm brown, and you're like peach.
Because
I'm
looking peach.
As a kid, you're like,
yeah, I'm looking at the crayon colors. Right. You know what I mean? And I always thought I was a brown one.
Yeah.
Because I saw horses and cats and dogs have puppies. And there could be a black mom, and it'd be like a white one, a gray one. A black,
it makes you know what sense,
I mean?
Yeah.
Or like a horse, a white horse would have like a spotted black baby. You know what I mean? So I was like, I'm a brown one. That's all I knew. You know what I mean? So it's like my innocence just got chiseled away. But eventually, after the whole search, which is like ass whip search, because the black kids kicked their ass for me being with white people, then the white people kicked their ass for them being with me. So then it was like, okay, now into an integrated school, and always have been.
Good Lord. You have, like, the foundation for being a comedian.
I mean, I think that was all happened for a reason. I think that was the reason.
Seriously?
Yeah. Fast forward.
To you.
Fast forward. Check this out. I was just talking to my friend in the car. Fast forward. I'm in Afghanistan. First time I'm there, soldiers get killed.
This is awful, as everybody says.
Outside of the base.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the guys loses his foot on my door. You know, the cat's in the uniform and stuff. They're like, hey, would you talk to him? I said, yeah, I'll talk to him. He, you know, go around the corner, peek my head around the corner. He's in his bed. And he looks up and he says, what are you doing here? With a smile. And I'm like, I guess I came to see you. And he's like, oh, okay. And we talked. So it's like, it works.
You did good.
It's for a reason.
You did good.
Well, it was like being over there.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I mean, as far as I
looked around the corner,
and he's smiling.
And he said, what are you doing here?
Because imagine, he's probably like, what kind of meds do they have me on?
Right.
Tommy Davidson.
Exactly.
And
because like, he was pushing that button. So he went like, what? And I was like, I'm really here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because he's telling this, but he's like, Tommy Davidson came in and sat with me for like an hour. Like, okay, buddy.
Yeah. Right. Watch the morphine. You know what I mean?
Don't overdo
so
it.
So just like that's a good thing.
Are you God?
Right. Are you the Lord?
God is brown.
You know what I mean? Yeah, God is brown. I hope we got a
the young Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, right. Don't mention Morgan Freeman.
Don't mention him.
Anyway.
You can't stand him?
So one
we won't get into that.
Oh, now I want to get into it.
Well, I mean, I watched him on Electric Company.
Oh, yeah.
Loved the dude. Watched his whole career. Saw when he got the movie with... Saw when he got his first Oscar with a Christopher Reeve's movie where he played the pimp.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Didn't play a pimp in his first role?
I can't remember.
That's the role he got the Oscar for.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Loving him. On the red carpet. Wanting a picture with him. The people that were with him wanted a picture with me. I asked picture with him. Tell him one of the kids from Electric Company wants to take a picture with him. And he whispers to the person while I'm watching the mouth go slow.
No.
That is awful,
and
Tommy
Gibson. It's like Home Alone. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, you know?
One of your, I guess at that time, one of your heroes or idols or whatever.
Yeah, like, one of them. Like, it was like the idol.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's a good thing that happened because you will never treat a fan that way.
I never.
You will never. You probably wouldn't have beforehand, but that's a good
thing. No, but that's the same guy, fast forward, falling asleep in the interview.
That's true.
And having sex with his granddaughter.
Yeah. What? Well, you know? So.
Just saying.
So, you know, not to pile up.
No, I'm with you, Tommy.
Not to justify my pain in a chink in someone's armor or their character.
Right.
You know? For who am I to...
Who else let you down?
For who am I to talk it?
Who else failed Tommy
Oprah?
Davis?
Oprah?
Don't you dare!
Recently, man.
Really?
What'd she do?
I'm like,
I want
hi.
Her to be fabulous.
I'm like, well, my mom passed. There's a story. I'm from Mississippi. You know, so there's a lot of, and she's from Mississippi, and there's, you know, there's this whole thing. And my mom, very, 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 very spiritual, very strong woman, only like few celebs, her and Whoopi.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, and she's always like, when are you ever going to be on that show? You know, so she ended up passing away. So I said, man, if I ever see Oprah, I'm going to tell her that my mom, like, she liked you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not only that, but just hi, too, you know? Right. So there she was, and I'm going to tell her, man, my mom, out of everybody, loved you, you know? And it was just like, hey, I'm like, hey, I'm Tommy Davis. And she's like, hey, wham.
Just turned away.
And I'm like,
oh, that sucks.
I'm like the guy who told Bruce Lee that he thought he told everyone to come in uniform in Into the Dragon. And he showed up in his own gear. And the guy went, I thought I told you to come in a uniform. And Bruce Lee looked at him like, and the guy went, that's how I felt when she walked away.
Yeah, same, Oprah. She was on Access Hollywood. And they told her, they did the Forbes 400, the richest people in the world. And they informed Oprah that she's the only black person on the Forbes 400 and said, you know, is that sad? And Oprah started dying, laughing. Right. Going, well, it's not sad for me.
She said
no, she
that?
Didn't.
Swear to God.
Frank.
Actually, I don't think she meant. Well, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she was like.
What do I say?
Not sad
she
for
broke
me.
Into a stick. Not for me. I guess for everybody else.
Right.
But I'm Oprah.
Right.
Oh, I was like,
I don't know.
Oprah.
That's kind of left. I gotta see the tape.
Yeah.
All right, put your headphones on.
That's left to interpretation.
I have the audio. We'll play.
Put your headphones on. I have the audio.
I have to say. No, I have to see it.
No, I have audio.
No, but yeah, but I have to see it.
You know what Oprah looks like?
No. No, but I have to.
Is he worried it's gonna be an impersonator?
No. I can see context. These eyes are like I can see context. Like for
oh, meaning, oh, she was just
I have
around.
To see. No, yeah, okay. I have to see, you know, in Avatar.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have to see.
We hooked
like
our tails together
like
or something.
Kind of, yeah, I have to see that kind of see.
You have to our
do,
ponytails.
You have to do that kind of see, like, okay, let me see.
Oh, I don't want that to be true. You know? I love her. She's one of the people I want to meet,
I think
too,
she,
but
she
now,
laughed because she
yeah,
found
didn't lose a love for her.
Because she wrote me a
might have been a moment.
I wrote her a letter when I was in the sixth grade, and she wrote me back. And the first line was, Heidi, always remember, no obstacles are insurmountable. A letter from Oprah. She wrote me back. Took her 7 months, but wrote me back. I still have it.
Hey, but
and I meet her and tell her that story. She's like, okay.
Right. You're like blowing your, she'll just blow the baseball cap off by the brim. You know, hi, I'm Oprah.
But I wanted
there.
To
tell- now what?
Oh man!
You know what I mean?
No.
Nice baseball hat. Can you stay there for a second?
There
what's your
that.
Name again? Gone.
Right. That
question
sucks.
Though. I got a good question.
All right.
What?
Just because they ask her. Just because they said there's no blacks on that list,
mm-hmm.
are there blacks on that list that they haven't mentioned besides Oprah?
No.
There's no black people on the Forbes 400.
Well, I mean, there's a billionaire list, and it's not even all billionaires. You had to have $1.3 billion to get on the list. And
right,
so she,
right.
She was all the richest.
There?
Yeah, she was the only one in the 400.
Quincy Jones isn't a billionaire. Come on.
Maybe he might have $1 billion, right, but right. It wasn't enough. Still wasn't enough. I'm not saying there's
what
no
What about some of the African dictators put in power?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yes.
See.
Put in power by European power structure. Power.
There's got to be more black people on that list. We're going to investigate.
There's got to be a couple of those countries.
Like, yeah, I think she was laughing.
You know what I mean?
There
got to be a couple of those countries that those dictators got to have some billions.
Right. And it was the little white interview on Access Hollywood.
This is a question, though.
Yeah. No, of course.
One of them got to be in the billions.
But, like, listen, Oprah's the only black person at $1 billion.
Hey, my country has all this oil. It's exclusively going to your country. You put me in power, and you get some dough in exchange. You can't tell me that one of them ain't one of them.
But you, right. I don't think they're looking to promote dictators.
But like, the guy
on the Forbes 400.
No,
you can be a dictator.
No, but the guy. No, but the guy made money the same way the guys made it.
Kim Jong Un probably could have been on the list, but he's not on the list.
Am I right? Yeah. Is there any oil tycoons on? Is there any?
I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
Tommy Davidson.
Yeah, they don't own the oil they got.
Right.
They got it somehow.
My God.
Right?
Get your...
It's a good question. Is that not a good question?
Here's the audio. Put it on your headphones and listen to Oprah.
You got to watch out for me.
Put on your headphones.
I'm hatchet man.
Listen to Oprah here. She's going to start laughing.
You're going to force feed me this audio?
Yes.
I am going to. Okay. I think this is
Well, then I'm going to put on my Chris Hamburger. All-pro Chris Hamburger face mask. All-pro linebacker from the Washington Redskins. All-timer. Okay, go ahead.
Right, here we go.
Is that? Wow. Significant? Sad? Is it interesting?
It's not sad to me. If you're on the list, it ain't sad. Let me just say. Okay.
She is kind of right.
The truth? If you're on the list, it's not sad.
Okay. I can see the humor in it.
Really happy for myself.
Oh, God, John, that is a funny question. Is it sad? Hell no, it isn't sad. Bring out my hula. Where is that hoop?
She's got a hula hoop. She's so happy.
No comment. What am I going to say? You know, what am I going to say?
She does make a point.
Yeah.
I think she was laughing at the question from a little white girl on Access Hollywood.
Is it sad?
Like, that you're,
sad?
Now I can see where it's at, but you know, hey.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
We're here to
shed light on this world, hey? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's accentuate the positive.
Ventura Comedy Festival, that's going to be what, Wednesday? That's 2 days.
But why did it make us all want to cry when she was laughing?
Because we'll never have $1 billion.
No, honestly. I mean, something about her laughing about that was just like, made all of us want to just like cry.
I get happy if I find $20.
And the little white chick that asked the question, we're like, oh, who are you? Because that was like, that was a great and bad question at the same time.
It was basically Oprah going, God, that was so ridiculous.
Right.
She's like, oh, yeah.
Right.
I like Oprah more now, I think. Oddly enough.
I never stopped.
Ventura Comedy Festival. You can actually call 805-644-1500 for tickets, but VenturaComedyFestival.com to get tickets. Tommy Davidson, Ventura Comedy Festival. It's going to be Wednesday. Go out and see him. Thank you so much, Tommy, for stopping
in.
Thank you for having me.
Question, real quick. Do I have time for one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a woman's question.
All right.
With Mrs.
Oh, hey.
Oh. You looked my direction, I never get called a woman around here. I was like, me? Who? What?
Okay. You're in an all-male atmosphere, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember the song, the 1972 release, I Am Woman, but anyway.
Mm-hmm. Helen Reddy.
I'm old.
Of course
so,
I know.
Yeah,
I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. And Numbers Too Big to Ignore.
Yeah. You
I was
guys
singing
still,
that at 8.
Yeah, you still got to fight that fight.
I do.
Okay? It all started with a fire in a sweatshop in New York City. Anyway.
Yeah, long time ago.
He's going back.
Yeah, guys might want to Google that. With Mrs. C's right here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this great?
Because there's a candy store down the street?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice.
Have you hit him up?
Of course I have. Yeah. Peanut brittle, otherwise known as crack.
Do all the girls
hit him up? Crack brittle.
Are all the girls, like, glad that that's right there?
I don't know if glad is the right word.
Guys, we don't pay attention to
it,
right?
This is
your girl's question, right?
I didn't even know there was a C's.
The Mrs. C's.
You said Mrs. C, I thought you meant Mrs. Cunningham. That's how, that's how far I'm out. I was like, happy day? What the hell are you talking about?
I'm home!
All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to have a break. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.